Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Morning, Cathy.
Morning.
Are you still up for meeting at lunchtime?
Yes, we said 12, didn't we?
Yeah. Do you know, I hope it all goes well for Amy.
Oh, it should do. I hope we're not the only customers, though.
Oh, don't.
Did you tell her we'd call in?
Who, Amy?
Yeah.
No, just in case we didn't.
Oh, so will Connie be there as well?
Yeah, she should be.
Do you know, she can't be that well off if she has to go out to work.
Well, I think it's something to do. I suppose it's an interest, really.
An interest? Working in a cafe? I could think of better things to do.
Well, it's each to their own. Anyway, I must get going. I'll meet you by the church and don't be late.
I won't. See you then.
Yeah, OK, bye.
Jim, a customer's dropped a vase. Could you deal with it, please?
Oh, not again.
What do you mean?
Well, a lady broke one yesterday.
Oh, well, maybe they should have been moved to a lower shelf.
Yeah, OK. I'll go and have a look and see where I can put them.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Have you heard about the play that's on in Shanklin? It's supposed to be brilliant. And I wondered if you fancied going one night.
Me?
Yeah.
I'll have to check my diary. I'm quite busy at the moment, but it is a nice idea.
Well, let me know tomorrow, okay? It'll be my treat.
Oh, no, I wouldn't dream of it.
Oh, thanks. Well, let me know when you're free.
Oh, no, I didn't mean, yeah. I'll let you know tomorrow when, or should I say, if I can go.
Super. Now, if you could deal with that mess, I would be ever so grateful.
Yeah. Well, I'd better go and find a dustpan and brush first.
Jim, I saw that face.
Well, did you hear what she said to me?
It doesn't matter what the customer said. They are always right.
Not when they tell you...
What? Well, maybe not always right. Now, come on. Tell me, is everything still on for Thursday?
Saturday.
Oh, yes, sorry. I meant Saturday. Is Penny coming?
Well, as far as I know, she is.
And Connie?
Yep, we'll see them at 8. But, of course, Penny doesn't know that we'll be turning up.
Oh, it should be a good night.
Well, I hope so.
Well, you sound doubtful, Jim.
Oh, no. No, I'm sure it will be OK.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. So where do you want to sit?
Oh, this one will be all right.
Here you go. Let's see what they've got to offer.
Oh, they do soup of the day with crusty bread. So I might ask what that is. Or I might have a mushroom omelette. What are you going to have?
I think I'll have a baguette.
Oh, let's have a look. Oh, the Cuban sounds good.
Hello, ladies. Are you ready to order?
Oh, hello, Amy. Yes, I am.
Yep, I am too.
So, can I have the bacon brie and red onion baguette, please, with a cappuccino?
Yep.
And I'll have a Cuban sandwich with a pot of tea for one, please.
Right, I won't be a minute.
Actually, it's quite busy. Oh, great. I've just seen someone I know from work.
Oh, who's that?
Her name's Jojo, and I can't stand the woman.
Oh, which one?
The one with the crooked smile.
Oh, her. Why is she wearing that silly hat?
Oh, she always wears odd things so people look at her.
Oh, so she likes attention, does she?
Well, let's say she certainly likes to stand out in a crowd.
Here you are. Bacon brie and red onion baguette with a cappuccino.
Oh, thanks.
And a Cuban sandwich with a pot of tea.
Thank you.
So, Amy, how's it going?
All right. It really has been going quite well, and it's nice to see you both. So enjoy your food.
We will.
I haven't seen Connie yet.
Oh, she's probably busy in the kitchen.
Oh, yes. I expect they've got her doing all the washing up. I suppose they'd want to hide her out the back.
Don't be horrible.
Oh, I'm only joking. Gosh, there's more people coming in.
Cathy, about Jim.
Yes?
Well, you remember our chat the other night?
Yes.
I just wanted to say, do whatever you want. If you're happy with that type of relationship, then it's completely up to you.
Well, it's not as if he's asked me out.
No, but I'm just saying, if he does, go for it. I don't mind what you do.
But it's not what you'd want.
No. If, and I mean if, I was to meet someone, they'd have to be single, sincere and very caring, with a good sense of humour.
Well, sounds like Jim to me.
Yes, if he was single.
Well, he's not married.
No.
Mike was married.
Is everything all right?
Yes, it's lovely, thank you. And I love the decor.
Oh, thanks.
And the sandwich is great. Do you think you'll be open in the evenings?
No, there's no plans as yet. Mum says we'll have to see how it goes. Right.
Can I take that from you?
Kathy, are you still happy being my lodger?
Yes, of course I am. I certainly don't want to move out. I was just being silly the other night. I was having a poor me moment.
Oh, right, well, I thought I'd ask.
No, I mean it. I really am happy living with you.
And here's your receipt.
Thank you, Amy. Where's Connie?
Oh, she's in the kitchen. Did you want to see her?
Oh, no, no, it's all right. I thought that's where she'd be. So, tell me, is she enjoying herself?
Yes, I think so. Why?
Amy, don't worry. Kathy's trying to be funny.
Oh, but I don't get it.
Look, neither do I. No, look, just tell Connie that I called in, would you please? And I'll text her later.
Does she wear marigolds?
Come on, we're going.
OK, I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye, Amy. Bye. Kathy, you really think you're funny, don't you?
Oh, Penny, I didn't mean any harm. It's not as if Connie could hear.
That's not the point. Why do you always have to criticise her?
I don't. I just think it would have been funny to see her in her apron and marigolds.
You've got a problem with that woman.
I have. Listen to me, Penny. Just remember, Connie lives with Jill and is best friends with your boss. So I actually think it's you that has the problem. You should watch what you say to her.
Oh, I'm going back to work.
Oh, Penny. I'll see you later.
No, you won't. I'm out tonight.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm having a drink with Connie. Oh, and one more thing. Don't mention Mike, because it's none of your business. Kathy, are you in? Oh, good. Oh, flowers. Dear Penny, I am very, very sorry for being a pain. I didn't mean to upset you, so here are some flowers to say sorry. I just don't want you to get hurt. Please forgive me. Sorry again. Love, Kathy.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service. Please
oh, no, it's voicemail.
When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Hi, Kathy. It's Penny. Thank you for the flowers. They're lovely. And yes, I forgive you. Look, I'll see you at the weekend, or I shouldn't be late tonight. We're only going for a drink. Anyway, thanks again, and I'll see you later.
Right, well, it's time we all went home. Thank you, Connie. You've been great today.
Oh, no problem.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave you in the kitchen all day.
Honestly, I don't mind what I do.
Well, tomorrow I'll be more organised, I promise.
Well, as I say, I don't mind what I do.
OK. Right. Well, Amy, have you got the keys?
Yes, they're right here.
It was a good day. I think we had twice as many customers as yesterday.
Really?
Yes, I think so. OK, I'll see you tomorrow, Connie. Are you doing anything tonight?
Yep, I'm meeting up with Penny for a drink.
Oh, that's nice. Well, have a good time.
Yeah, OK. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow, Connie.
So is spaghetti okay for dinner?
Yes, that will be lovely.
Oh, I need a hot bath.
Do you know, lots of the customers said how nice the decor is.
And I hope they liked the food.
Oh yeah, it's been very positive. Oh, did you remember to book that table for lunch tomorrow, for 6?
Yes, I did.
And did you make a note to remind us to put the bins out?
Yes. There wasn't anything else, was there?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, we did lock up, didn't we?
Yeah, I gave you the keys, remember?
Oh, yes. Do you know, I like Connie. She's a real worker.
So do I. I just hope she doesn't leave us to do something more interesting.
Why do you say that?
Well, she used to work abroad on boats, I think. She may get itchy feet.
Oh, I do hope not. That would be awful.
Oh, cheers, Penny.
Cheers. So how was your day? How's it all going?
It's fine. In fact, I really enjoy it. Oh, Amy told me you came in.
Yeah, Kathy and I had lunch. The food was good and the service, of course, was excellent. Oh, was that your stomach?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Well, I haven't eaten yet. Shall we eat here?
Yeah, that's a good idea. But let's have this first. I need to chill a bit.
Chill? You always seem chilled. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen you stressed.
Well, that's me.
As for my day...
What about it?
Oh, nothing, no. Really, it was okay.
Do you think Amy will cope with having two jobs?
Yeah, I can't see why not.
But don't you think she'll eventually want to work at the cafe full-time?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what she wants to do. She certainly hasn't told me.
Good evening, ladies. Do you mind if we join you?
Jim, Michael, how lovely to see you. Yes, sit down.
Well, let me get you a drink first. Do you want the same again?
Oh, thank you.
And you, Penny?
Yeah, thanks.
Penny, it's nice to see you away from work. I never really get the chance to talk to you.
No.
So, have you eaten yet?
No, but we were just saying we were going to.
Oh, that's good, because so are we. It'll be nice to have dinner all together.
Yeah, that will be great. Michael, how long have you been at the shop now?
Connie, can you pass the salt, please? As if you've finished with it.
You shouldn't have too much salt.
You can't ever have too much salt on chips. Can you, Connie?
So, Connie, you were saying, why do you want to stay on the island?
Well, to be honest, most of my working life I've travelled here, there and everywhere. And I just want to settle down somewhere. As soon as I came here, I loved it.
So why did you come here in the first place?
Well, my brother used to live here.
Oh, don't tell me. You moved down here and he moved away.
Well, yes, something like that.
And what about you, Michael? You're not an islander, are you?
No, but I've been here since I was 20. Does anybody want another drink?
No, thanks.
So, I've heard that the play on in Shanklin at the moment's supposed to be very, very good.
Oh, it is. I've seen it.
Have you seen it, Connie?
No, not yet.
Oh, hang on, Connie.
No, not that one.
Well, would you like to?
Yes, I would.
Okay, well, I'll get us some tickets.
I was thinking of seeing what's on at the cinema at the moment.
Oh, there's normally something good on.
Really? Do you know, I haven't been to the cinema for ages.
Neither have I, Michael. In fact, I remember when they used to play the national anthem.
Oh, that's years ago. What about you, Penny? Do you fancy going to the cinema?
What? Sorry, I was dropping off.
The cinema. Do you fancy going? I'll look up what's on and let you know. OK?
No, it's all right. I can look it up. I don't think there's anything I want to see at the moment anyway.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
Well, what about us all meeting up for a drink, then?
Well, Connie and I often come in here, so I suppose we're bound to bump into you again.
As we did tonight, didn't we?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.